Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning that we can know in our hearts that you are real. That we can know in our hearts that to walk worthy of you is definitely worth it. Help us, Lord, to keep heaven as our goal. To keep our eyes on Jesus. To keep trusting in your word. Give us a desire to please you. Lord, help us to go out and preach your word, especially seeing that the judgment clouds are on the horizon and the time is short. And so, Lord, this morning, we ask for understanding. We ask for our eyes to be opened. And we thank you, Lord, that your word will touch us and cause us to walk in the way that we should go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking at Christian or super apostle. The concept of Christian or super apostle. And most of this is found in 2 Corinthians. Corinth was a great city. It was a very wealthy city. Essentially where the East and the West met. And it was a city full of diversity. There were many customs and many people. And most of it was immoral. And within 30 years of the cross of Christ, this overly charismatic, mystical center were into new things. What's God doing now? We can't just preach the gospel. We don't need to conform to scripture. We need a new thing. God has moved on. What's new? What is the latest thing? Where is the anointing? It was those type of things that had come into Corinth. It was the word is no longer good enough. We don't have to conform to scripture. Scripture must change because the world has moved on. The same type of concepts that we see in the church today. Same type of people in the church today. But let's start off by looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and from verse 12. And the doctrines that we find in Corinthians 30 years after Christ and his cross, same doctrines of today. The wheel just turns around and around and around, and history just repeats itself. And Christianity in this sense seems to replay itself over and over again. But 2 Timothy chapter 3 and from verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And one of the doctrines of these super apostles that had entered into Corinthians or into Corinth taught that there is no suffering, no tests and trials. That's not Christianity. Who wants to be weak? Who wants to suffer? God is above that. The new thing is that we have the power. There's no suffering. But what does the word say? All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Replayed itself out at the time of Corinth, 30 years after Christ. Replays itself out again today. We see the same thing. These deceivers that have come into the church with something new. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learnt, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. What gives us salvation? The scriptures. The scriptures, the word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Scripture is given by God. God tells us that we cannot go beyond scripture. We cannot burn strange fire. We cannot come up with something that doesn't conform to scripture. That's why the Bereans were called noble, because they checked all things against scripture. And that's what we are supposed to do. Because scripture is given by God. to keep us in the way that we should go. Chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach what? The Word. Preach the Word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Again, the Word of God. It's the Word that lights our path. It's the Word that stirs faith in our heart. It's the Word that teaches us about Jesus. We cannot go away from the Word of God. And this is what Paul tells the Corinthians and us. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And we back there. But after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And so Paul writes to Corinth to counter the so-called super apostles, those who are full of faith, those who are above Scripture, who have prophecies, new revelations and visions, those that preach prosperity, and those who claim to have the most power. You see, for them there were no tests and trials. They had the newest thing. They were beyond that. They were beyond Scripture. They had found new revelation. They had these mystical experiences that brought them closer to God. Who is Paul in the Bible? We've moved on. The world has moved on. That's what they said. And so they also questioned Paul's authority. And they were bringing in great new revelations, great new doctrines. And Isaiah says, you perish because you do not love truth and the Word of God. There's nothing new under the sun. The wheel has turned again full circle. And again in the church we have these so-called super apostles. They know everything. Jesus has appeared to them. What's the latest craze? So often, especially in business, you speak to these Christians and they say, we've just found the new thing. The new anointing. Well, what's God doing now? Well, we're not crying anymore, we're barking. And a few weeks later, we're not barking anymore, we're behaving like chickens. Now we're not behaving like chickens anymore, we've got something else, there's gold. Now the gold's finished. Now it must be platinum. Even the banks have moved that way. It's platinum now. And so they have these new things all the time because God is on the move. Super apostles wanting super power. Super above Scripture experiences. And they all talk about what they've seen. Jesus appeared to me and gave me this revelation. Forget the Scriptures that say He can't, but He did. And so they come.